ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
The Mighty Challenge.
Certainly is. That's intimidating, that little intro there. G'day, Diana from Woodnilling. I'll try and do you proud, Diana. I promise I will. Okay, who was first? It's George in Fremantle. Hello, George. Hold on one sec. Are you there?
Yes,
beauty.
I am here, right here.
Great to have you, George. Yeah. All right, let's not dilly-dally, George. The categories for tonight's challenge are, well, it's always the week that was. That's always one of them. Oz Music Month, Potluck, Muses, and Cubism. What would you want?
Let's try Cubism.
Cubism. Oh, you're a brave man. All right, George.
I wouldn't say that. Maybe foolish, probably a better description.
Yeah, doesn't matter. That's more fun, isn't it? Foolish is more fun than brave.
It could be a bit adventurous.
Yeah. First question. How many edges does a cube have? That's edges. How many edges does...
Edges.
Yeah, a cube have.
Well, it's four on each side and four down, so it must have 12.
That is correct, George. Well done. Would you like to continue on the cubism category?
Yeah, why not?
Go on then.
Let's be adventurous.
We are up to question two. What is the cube root of 512?
512, hang on, I think it's 64, 8, I think it's 8. Hang on a sec, I better write it down.
How are you doing this, George? Are you going to write it down?
I'm doing it in my head,
problem. Oh, geez, I can't even do that. This is the thing, this is why my quizzes are chaotic, because I have a little thing called ADHD, right? So I'm trying to keep it on track, but I just can't.
512? That was the cube root of 512?
Cube root of 512. It is not.
Right.
It is not that, George. It is not. I'm so, so, so sorry, but no, it is not.
I know it's a 64.
I can't give you another shot, George.
No, well, I'm saying that the cube root of 512 is 8.
Oh, that's your answer? Oh, you were doing See, this is the thing
eight,
I'm trying.
64, and then 8 64s are 512.
It is 8. The cube root of 512 is 8, George.
Did you just say it wasn't?
I just said it wasn't because, no, you said 12. Hold on a second. 12, no. Anyway, you got it right. I hope I'm not going to get in trouble here. But no, you got it right, George. The cube
root. No, I might have said 512.
Yes. Never mind. The numbers are making my brain scramble. You got it right, okay? Just want to stick with this. Yes, let's stick with this category or move to another one.
Yes, please,
All right. So question three. Girl with a Mandolin is a 1910 cubist painting by which artist?
What year was it, sorry?
1910.
1910. I'll say Dali.
Oh, no, it is not.
Not Dali.
No, it's not, George.
Okay.
But can I read you out one more cranky text? Here we go. Cranky text. Okay. Well, they need to be introduced, George. Just stay on with me for a little bit. Hold on.
Tonight's cranky text.
Okay. So here we go. It is... please bring back Suzanne on the first plane out of Japan. There we go. Yeah, we'll bring her back, eh, George? Please do, because these are late nights.
You lost me, Greta. What's that
about? That's my little sound effect, right? That's my sound effect if I get cranky texts for my, inability to keep the quiz on track. So that's how I respond. So you get fairy dust. You get fairy dust too, George. George, thanks for playing and speak to you next time. Louise is in Box Hill. Hello, Louise.
Hi, how are you?
Good, thank you. Do you know who painted Girl with a Mandolin? It's a cubist painting from 1910.
I'm terrible on art. I'll just say Cezanne. That'd be good, right?
It's not Cezanne. It's not Cezanne, Louise. No, I'm so sorry to say. Oh, okay. We got to keep moving this along. Have a good night, Louise. Talk to you next time. Hello, Tony in Penshurst.
Good evening, Greta. Lovely hearing you yesterday on the tally room. Good work.
Oh, thank you very much. Which were you listening to? Karen in Mullumbimby's got it right. And Gavin Mick from Colac have got it. Adrian and Bella Vista's got it. Are you going to get it, Tony? That's the thing. Were you listening to afternoons?
I listened to the whole day.
The whole day? Oh, yeah. It was a lot of fun there getting out and about with those harvests.
Mr. Humphreys was on in the morning, then yourself, and it was a good night.
There's such beautiful people there. They got such a good operation going. And just lovely, lovely people.
It was.
And the thing is, when you donate to them, like $1 goes to two meals. So I was thinking, well, it's like you're donating twice, you know? So many thanks to all the listeners that donated just without anything in return, and everybody that bid on something to win. It was a great day, Tony. Thank you for sharing that. Now, do you know who painted Girl with a Mandolin in 1910? It's a cubist.
Not really, but I'll go Picasso.
That is correct. It is Picasso. Picasso painted Girl with a Mandolin.
I was thinking that. Well, it doesn't look really like a face anyway.
Now, how does this work, Tony? Yeah, I know exactly. How does this work? Oh, yep, Jenny, well done. How does this work, Tony? You've done it more than me. Can you stay on this category or can you move on now because you've got one right?
I can move on. I can now decide, now that I've got the answer right, I can now move on to another topic or stay on the same topic.
Okay, yep, you want it? Okay, let's, what would you like to do? So would you like me to read out the topics again?
Yes, please.
Okay. So you've got the week that was, as always, Oz Music Month, Potluck, and Muses.
Muses could be anybody. That could be Mona Lisa. I'm going to go Oz Music Month because I like a bit of Oz music.
Sure, Tony. Oz Music Month. Okay. Prisoner of Society and...
Oh,
no, come on. It's not no.
Yes,
no.
I'm going to go for it.
You're scoffing as like, oh, that's too new. I don't know that. And I'm like, no, that ain't new because it's old for me. Prisoner of Society and All Torn Down were hits in the 90s, see, for which punk rock band? Tony?
And it's Aussie.
That's right. Prisoner of Society and All Torn Down were hits in the 90s for which punk rock band?
I'm trying to think of an Aussie band. Let's go Susie and the Banshees.
Susie and the Banshees? That is not the answer, Tony. I'm so sorry. Oh, look, there are some fans of that cranky. Do you like the cranky text sing or no? Do you like the cranky text sound effect?
I do like that. Yeah. I don't like the cranky text, but I like that sound effect.
The cranky text. Because there were so many lovely people that texted and go, oh, don't beat yourself up and don't be sad. But the thing is, Tony, I've spent many years in the YouTube comment section making boundary-pushing comedy, and I do not actually get bothered by it. So I thought, how can I let people know that this is fun and that the negative texts need to have just as much right to be read out as the positive ones? I thought, how can I make sure people know this is fun? I'll give it a little sound effect and fairy dust. That's what I thought I'd do, Tony.
You feed off the bad energy. I get your point.
So do you, Tony. So do you. Every time. Good on you.
You have a great night.
All right.
And I might talk to you on Sunday. I've got to wake up early on Sunday. I can't.
All right. Get your beauty sleep.
I'll wake up extra early tomorrow.
What are you doing?
I play tennis on a Sunday morning. Otherwise, I'll ring you and Suzanne. But I'd be able to sleep at 11 because I wake up about 6:30 to play a game of tennis.
Oh, okay. Well,
otherwise, I would ring you. I definitely would ring because I love the pop quiz because it's great. I love the... all that stuff.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Look, Tony, I wish I had a choice at waking up at 6:30, but mine it's my kids, and I have to.
No, I know. Yeah. My kids are a little bit older now, so. But you have a great little weekend, and I might hopefully speak to you maybe later in the year. Are you going to be doing any more shows?
Oh, we'll see. We'll see. I kind of need a break, but. How's that?
You work very hard.
Oh, good on you, Tony. So do you.
So you take care.
Next time. Till next time. All okay. Right. We've got Oliver in Perth. Hello, Oliver.
Hello. How are you?
I am well. How are you doing?
I also have ADHD.
Oh, here you go. Brother. Yeah. So do you like the sound effects, or are they disrupting your piece?
It's very good.
Okay, good.
I'm listening while I'm working, so it's fun.
What are you doing, Oliver?
I wash dishes.
Oh, you're dishy. Yes.
So I use a radio to stop me from going off on my own thoughts, so it keeps me focused.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, that's good. I'm so happy we could be the soundtrack to your dishwashing. I'll just let you know who's. I'll ask you the question in just a moment, but I will say who's got it correct on the text line. Stephen Falconbridge and Ant from Mitcham. Amy's got it. Who else? Jess. And, everybody's getting this one. Everyone's getting this one, Oliver. So it'll be a little bit embarrassing if you don't. Okay, here goes. Well, so
I am an O2 baby, so I might not know it.
Let's give it a try. Okay, Prisoner of Society and All Torn Down with hits in the 90s for which punk rock band?
I'm thinking Silverchair.
You're close, but no. Mm. No. Oliver.
Have a great night.
Have a good night, Oliver. Next time. All right. Who have we got? Jeff in Redcliffe. Hello, Jeff. Do you know who sang those songs?
G'day. How are you?
Yeah, all right.
Took him some time. Storming. It's raining here in Redcliffe. You there, over?
Yep. I can hear you. It's raining. Over.
BK's in a Matlock. Come in, over.
Yeah, 10-4. Do you know what that means? 10-4.
Sorry, can you just repeat the question? Storm outside at Redcliffe here.
Okay, that's not the question, though. I'll ask the actual question.
Thank you kindly.
Prisoner of Society and All Torn Down were hits in the 90s for which punk rock band? Haggis has got it. Haggis from Ingham. Sam's got
English,
it.
I'd say it's English band.
No, it's Oz Music Month is the theme.
Oz Music Month. Mm-hmm. Sorry, that's right. I'm multitasking. I'll just say g'day to all the mates at Redcliffe for the man walk in the morning, Dennis, and all the crew. I'm going to bomb out. So
you're going to bomb out? Why did you just
work tonight.
Have a guess?
Just quick. Let someone else have a go.
Jeff, good on you. Sorry. All right. Have a good walk tomorrow. Celia in WA. Hello, Celia.
Hi.
Do you think you know this? Because Matthew in Newcastle knows.
I do.
Yeah, okay, all right. Yep, go
on. I've got a question, because usually it's Suzanne. You don't sound like Suzanne.
I'm not. I'm her producer.
Oh my God. How often do you go on? Because I haven't heard you on before. Is this a fad?
Look, I just step in. It's the joke that I'm the Aldi version of Suzanne. The Aldi.
I do like you better. I'm not going to lie. You have so much more chill, but it's cool.
Me? No, wait. Less chill, more chill.
More. I like you better than Suzanne.
Suzanne's the queen. The queen. She's the queen. And because guess what?
More of a princess.
She's a princess. Well, I don't know what I am.
I'm kidding. Sorry.
I am the well, whatever I am, I talk too much because who says, Gail from Geelong says, I need to quit waffling and get on with that. So
I
you know
love
what?
Your waffle.
So you know what?
A little less conversation, a little more action.
Action. Oh my God, I love this song. Okay. Elvis Presley.
Yeah, but that's not the question. That's to get us to stop talking. Right.
I thought it was like a Shazam song game.
Yes, Glenn, sorry. I'm getting on with it. Okay, so Prisoner of Society, All Torn Down, were hits in the 90s for which punk rock band?
The Living End.
Correct.
I did not know that, girl.
This one. How old are you? Do you mind me asking? I'm 41.
You
so
can guess.
I'm 41, so guess. I'm guessing you're about that. Like 40, 30, 38?
Well, I turned 21 for 6 years ago. I said 27.
Oh, and you know Living End. Oh, well done,
yes,
Celia.
Queen Suzanne. He's not the queen, though. You are.
All right, Celia. All right, do you want to stay on Oz Music Month or do you want to move on to another category? We've got the week.
What are the other categories, if you could please present to moi?
It's always the week that was, or you've got potluck, muses, or cubism, or you can stay on Oz Music Month.
Four categories. I haven't heard of cubism before. And what's cubism? What's that involve? Cube-shaped things? Or?
It's a art movement. The art movement of cubism.
I'm not a big art person. People would think I am because I'm loud and obnoxious. But no. What was the week that was? I know. Don't judge a book by its cover. Like, I am hot, but I'm also smart. What is the week that was?
I love it.
Oh my God, we need to hang out. Seriously, I should like come in front of the ABC office and be, oh my God, it's me from the radio.
Come on up on the door, and as long as you make sure.
I'm in WA one day when I take a flight to Melbourne. Are you guys in Melbourne? Or?
Yes. Well, we're not. We're in Sydney. But there is an ABC in Melbourne, of course. Celia, no, that's.
You're such a good chat. Anyways, back to the quiz, I know.
Just make sure if you turn up, just make sure you specify you're not a protest. Look, the week that was,
definitely not. You'll see me, you'd be like, you are that gal. I'm like, that's me.
We'll read your sign, make exactly. sure it's positive.
I won't even need to hold a sign. You see I'm glowing at the front. Even if it's in the day, I'm just glowing.
You're just psyched. All right, okay, let's get on with it. I don't want to play two Elvises for you, Celia. All right.
God, I love you. You're so funny.
Oh, my God. This is like fanning out. Oh, look.
Seriously, like, I always see Suzanne Hill, and I'm like, who are you? But you look cool.
Oh, no, be not. Okay. No, I'm going to have to boot you. I'm going to have to boot you if you're going to be, we can't disparage the queen. Okay.
Oh, no, definitely not. I do love her, though. It's just that, oh, my God, who is this? I love her.
Oh, that's very kind. That's very kind.
No
Here
worries.
We go. All right,
oh my God.
Which Australian children's band admitted to
I don't want the Australian one. Potluck?
This is the okay. Are they allowed to do that? I'm going to ask are you allowed to do that?
Jason, I think you can choose.
You could choose I'm going to let you choose the category. I'm going to get bollocked.
Okay, potluck.
I'm going to get bollocked for it. Potluck. Okay. Lake why is this in here? Lake Minnewanka. Lake Minnewanka. Here we go. Lake Minnewanka can be found in which country? Lake Minnewanka can be found in which country?
Okay. It kind of doesn't sound Australian, but it sounds like it could be a trick one. It sounds like it's another language. It's probably like in an English-speaking country, but then it also sounds a bit like mixed, like Canada or something, I think. Canada?
Yes, it's Canada. Well done, Sarah.
Oh, my God. What a freaking guess.
Well done. Thank you.
So lucky.
Let's go. Do you want to stay on this category or do you want to move on?
So potluck, I feel like, is just whatever, luck of the draw. So the other one's a bit more focused in one category. Can I do... I'm feeling lucky. Potluck, the word luck's in it, so I'm sticking with potluck.
Okay. What type of insect is responsible for the pollination of figs?
Figs. Did you say figs?
Figs. F-I-G.
I've actually got it's a season of figs right now because I literally have one outside. It's green. And I've Googled it the other day and it's definitely wasps.
Wasps. There you go. Very well done. Potluck is
doing me lucky. I might stick with it. I think I'm going to stick with it.
Excellent. Okay.
What question are we on, by the way? Number?
I do not know. They are not numbered.
Okay.
I have to count. I'm just crossing them off. I probably should.
Whatever happens, I do want the magnet. I've literally been trying for ages.
Here we go. Have a shot.
Potluck, please.
Here we go. Okay. In what city do railway employees called Oshia, meaning pushers, cram commuters into extremely crowded trains?
Oshia. That sounds very Japanese, so I'm going to have to say Japanese.
Yes, Japan, in Japan. So that's where the Oshia, which who are pushers, that means pushers, cram commuters into extremely crowded trains. And I just want to quickly tell someone, missed the answer to the living end. It was the living end who were the
living end,
music.
Correct.
All right, here we go, Celia.
Wait, so did I get it right? Japan.
Oh, yes, Japan. Japan.
Oh, perfect. Okay. Oh, gosh.
The language.
Sorry, okay. I've got ADHD. I'm like.
So this could be. So we have to take a deep breath. together, because we'll start. We'll start triggering each other. Okay, here we go. Do you want to stay on this category?
What were the other ones? If you can kindly repeat.
The week that was, Oz Music Month, potluck, muses, or cubism.
What is muses? Is that music?
Muses. No, you know when something is your muse, your figure of inspiration.
Okay, well, the fact that I had no idea what it meant, I think I'm going to stick with potluck.
Oh, here we go. which is whatever you get. Okay, here we
go. Risks, but not when I only get to speak to the producer once, and it's I need to make sure my time with you lasts. So I'm definitely going potluck.
Oh, but we get it. Never mind. Okay, here we go. The languages Swahili, Zulu, Xhosa, Sotho, and Tswana are spoken and sung in which Broadway show?
Oh, my God. Is it the one? Oh, what's that Disney one? Lion King.
Lion King. Correct.
African.
I'll just repeat the question for everybody that missed it. The languages Swahili, Zulu, Xhosa, Sotho, and Tswana are spoken and sung in which Broadway show? The Lion King.
My friends are not going to believe how many I've got right.
You've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Five.
That's right. I think it's five. Yes. Oh no. Yes. It's five. It is five.
Don't hate the haters. I mean, wait. That doesn't make sense. Haters gonna hate.
Do you want to stick on your potluck?
I would stick with that. I'm feeling. Can I just stick potluck all the way, or are there limits? Like 10 questions of each category,
kind
of thing.
Fine. You can stick with that. There's two questions remaining.
I'll do potluck.
Two questions
until
remaining.
I win a magnet.
No. You have to win the quiz to get the magnet, I'm pretty sure.
Okay.
So here we go. Which cheese makes up about 10% of Greece's food exports? Which cheese makes up?
I'm not really good, but I know there's mozzarella cheese, feta, the blocks. Feta?
Yes. Hold on a second. I heard a sound effect there where it made me think that you might be recording me into a search engine, Celia.
Hey, I'm recording it so I can post to my friends. I'm getting questions right. It's the voice recording thing.
Hold on a second.
If you look it up on ChatGPT, it literally is the sound of recording the phone because I want to show my friends that I got on the radio.
Okay. All right.
ChatGPT and stuff would not make sounds.
No, but the voice.
And you'd hear me tapping.
Okay. All right. I'm
like Susanna a bit better now because you're accusing me of cheating.
No, I heard it. I heard a sound. Okay. Look.
I know, but.
Okay, yes. I think, I'm really sorry, Celia. I'm really sorry, but I'm...
Okay, I promise you, go and look it up after on your iPhone, swipe on it, and then you click the thing that the more... When you call someone, you click on the more section and you click call recording. You click that, and then after a time it goes...
We've had fun, Celia, but I'm too suspicious. I'm so sorry. I've got to let you go. Oh, I appreciate you playing.
I don't even want to come to Sydney anymore. You're just accusing me.
I'm so sorry. I heard a recording sound and I wasn't sure. Hello, Barbara in Falconbridge. I'm going to have to...
Oh, my goodness. That was so quick.
Oh, that's all right. I'm just going to have to just go straight
to
you. Yeah.
I was a little bit worried about her, to be quite... I mean, she sounded like fun, but... I've got ADHD too.
Yeah, well, I just, you know, when you hear that recording sound, I just had to be suspicious. Now, do you know the answer to this question?
Yes, it's
Barbara?
Feta.
The cheese that makes up about 10% of Greece's exports is feta. Well done, Barbara. Okay, would you like to stay on the potluck category or would you like to move on to another?
How many potlucks are left?
One more.
All right, I'll try that last one then.
Okay. Which common Tex-Mex dish has a name that originally comes from the Spanish for little strips?
Oh, that's, I think that's out of my realm. It's not in my range of knowledge, and I don't have any recordings or anything to deal with.
You don't want to have a guess? That's out of your wheelhouse?
I'm just trying to get my head around it. Would you mind repeating it?
Which common Tex-Mex dish has a name that originally comes from the Spanish for little strips?
No, I think I'm going to have to bow out. But thank you for doing it so well. And I do love the sound effects, by the way.
Oh, thank you, Barbara. Thank you, Barbara. You have a good night.
You too, darling.
Okay,
bye.
We've got Trevor in Croydon Park. Hello, Trevor.
Good evening, Greta.
Now, Trevor, do you know which common Tex-Mex dish has a name that originally comes from the Spanish for little strips?
I guess it's tortilla.
No, it is not tortilla. It is not tortilla, oh. I'm sorry to say, Trevor.
Okay.
Oh, good try, good try. Hello, Amelia in Brighton.
Hi, how are you?
Oh, good, thank you. Do you know which common Tex-Mex dish has a name that originally comes from the Spanish for little strips?
I really, really like Mexican food, so I think, yeah, I could guess it. Maybe it's fajitas.
Fajitas. That is correct. That is correct.
Oh,
well done, amazing. Amelia. Not pronounced fajita. Let's just be clear about that. Right, we've finished the potluck category, Amelia. So would you like to move on to Oz Music Month, the week that was, Muses or Cubism?
Okay, so do they all like cover all periods of time?
I guess so you could say that. It's a bit of a random.
Okay, I'll go potluck again.
Oh, that we're all done. We're all done there. I'm so sorry.
Oh, are you? Okay.
Yeah, so
Cubism?
Cubism, certainly.
Yeah,
all right, Amelia.
I like that. So, you know, I'll give it a go.
Give it a go. What is minus one cubed? Minus one.
It's maths. I'm so bad at maths. Okay. Is that an art question?
That is a cubism question.
Okay. Minus one cubed is, can you do it? Do you know
I dropped maths in year 10, Amelia. I cannot.
So did I. So I don't even. Okay. Minus one cubed is.
I can hear the wheels turning.
Minus three?
No, minus one cubed is not minus three. But good try, Amelia. Good try. Well done, and we'll speak to you next time.
Okay.
Thanks for playing. We've got Tom in Ocean Shores. Hello, Tom.
Hello. Are you new? Or I haven't sort of heard of you before.
I am one of Suzanne's producers, putting the stories together every week and jumping in for her. She's back next weekend.
Oh, okay. Okay. Minus one.
Yes. Is that the answer, or are you asking me to repeat the question?
That's the one. That's the answer.
That's the answer. That's correct. Minus one cubed is minus one. Well done, Tom. Okay, we are.
I'll go the week that was.
Okay,
thanks.
Then. Sure.
Yeah.
The week that was. Which Australian's children's brand admitted to breaching button battery labelling laws this week?
The Wiggles.
Correct.
To do with. Yeah, I don't know what product it was, but it was some sort of Wiggles product, so that they were associated with. So, yeah, anyway.
No, well done. It is the Wiggles. They admitted to breaching button battery labelling laws this week. Okay, well done, Tom. Would you like to stay in this category?
Yeah.
Okay. Which Australian food delivery company has announced it will be shutting down on the 26th of November?
Menu Log.
Correct. It is Menu Log. they will be shutting down on the 26th of November, which is kind of surprising. I thought all of those were doing quite well in this.
You know, it was Kamal's birthday just yesterday.
Was it? And was he in one of the commercials?
What do you mean?
I thought, was Kamal ever in a commercial for Menulog? I thought...
Oh, no, just offhand remark that he turned 91 on November 13. Yeah, I mean, he's... I guess, vegetarian diet, so...
That would have been a good question for the week that was, Tom, but never mind, we'll move on with it. Would you like to stay here or move?
Yeah, keep going, Tar.
Right then. Which former South Australian Premier has been named as Australia's next High Commissioner to the UK?
Jay Weverall.
Yeah, very good. Very good, Tom. Well done. You're not recording me too, are you? I was pretty certain.
Well, I mean, I'm coming back straight away, so how can I have the time to look you up? So.
No.
Oh, recording. No, I'm not recording you, so.
No, we don't need to get defensive. I'm just joking. I'm just joking. I heard a sound that I was being recorded earlier and I...
Yeah, I know, I heard that. I mean, the way she stretched it out, it could only have been that she was looking it up. So
you see, the trouble with not doing this often is that you don't get as adept as Suzanne at picking who's, you know, bending the rules a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So never mind. Let's go. Let's keep going.
Yeah, no worries.
Although it will remain legal tender, which US coin will no longer be minted?
The 1 cent or the 1 penny coin, the one with Abraham Lincoln on it?
The penny. The penny will remain legal tender, which US coin will no longer be minted. Incidentally, that is going to be looked at by our US correspondent, Andrew Romano, a little bit later on, well, after the challenge, really. So we have the backstory on that.
Yeah, it's costing them millions. I mean, we got rid of our 1 and 2 cent coins, like, in 1992. So it could only be costing them a lot of money to produce at probably 8 or 10 cents when they're only worth 1 cent, right? So
well, we don't need to ask Andrew anymore, Tom. You've told us the backstory. All right, let's stay here. You're doing quite well. I'd love to know what question I'm up to. I don't know. I'll try and figure it out while I'm waiting for your next answer. So the next question is, multiple ACT schools have been shut down after asbestos was discovered in which product?
Yeah, some sort of coloured sands. I think there were 16 schools in the ACT and one in Brisbane. Some sort of sand product, I think it was.
That's correct. Coloured sand is the answer. Multiple ACT schools have been shut down after asbestos was discovered in which product? Coloured sand. So you keep up to speed with your news, Tom.
Yeah, watch a bit of telly.
Yeah, okay. So do you know what? We are all out of the week that was questions. You can move on to the remaining questions from Oz Music Month or Cubism or Muses.
Oh, gee, I don't like any of them. I'm pretty ancient, about the same age as Phil. So anything after the year 2000, I'm not too hot on. I'll have another go at Cubism.
All right then. Okay. So O'Shea Jackson Senior. Oh no, this is a bonus question, and it's in the Qs. Oh, hold on. No, hold on. Hold on. Let me figure out. Where am I at? Okay. No, O'Shea Jackson Sr. is the real name of which actor and rapper?
I was after Cubism.
Yes, I understand.
O'Shea Jackson. Cube here. Ice Cube.
That's right.
Gotcha. Gotcha.
The question was the clue.
Gotcha. Yeah, right.
The question was the clue. Harry in the Bay has a interesting musing via text. He says, "I wonder how they came to detect the asbestos in that play sand." Hmm. Yes, I wonder too, Harry. All right, Tom, we're doing quite well. I need a pen or something. I need to mark off where I am. That was a bit amateur, wasn't it, not bringing a pen in here? So we've got Oz Music Month and Muses is the only two categories left.
Oh, gee. Stay away from Oz Music Month. So.
Okay, okay. But you know what? It doesn't necessarily mean all brand new tracks. It can also refer to, you know,
yeah, you had a mid-90s one with The Living End, and I did know that one. But, yeah, I'll have a go at Muses, thanks.
Muses, okay. Actually, it's the first Muse question for the category. In classical Greek mythology, how many Muses were there?
Yeah, so it's either 5 or 7 or 9. So I have to pick one of those, right?
You certainly do. Oh, you see, you're testing me here. See, this is the thing. I have a bad sarcasm detector, so you're testing me here.
No, that wasn't sarcasm, because I know it's either 5, 7 or 9.
And why do you know that?
Because I know a bit about Greek mythology. I know the Hydra, for instance, had 9 heads. But and whether I'm confused with that, I don't know. I'll go... what am I going to go for? 5!
In classical Greek mythology, how many muses were there? There were not 5, Tom. I'm so sorry to say. You had a wonderful run, though, there, Tom.
And well, I hope to speak with you again.
So. Likewise, Tom. Thank you so much. And you know the upside is I now know how I now have proof that you weren't recording me and putting it in today, an AI prompt.
Yeah, I know. Well, I mean, I ring up Phil quite often, and look, he knows that I don't cheat because I quite often get things wrong. So, yeah.
Yeah, good on you, Tom. Nice to have you on the program. Oh, so Adam in Cremorne's been waiting for ages. Adam, thank you for being so patient. So I'm going to put that question to you. In classical Greek mythology, how many muses were there?
I mean, I have been waiting for a long time.
Yes, I'm so sorry.
It's been a long time. But I'm going to go with 9.
You are correct. There are 9
Thank you.
Muses
Thank you.
In classical Greek mythology. So that's a good way to come
Thank
in,
you.
Adam. Okay. Thank you. Next, would you like to stay in this category or would you like to move across to Oz Music Month?
Look, I mean, I feel like both these categories are tricky.
Mm.
So I don't know. Why don't we give a crack at Oz Music Month? Because I feel like I'll be terrible at that, but let's have a crack.
All right, then. Right, Adam, so it's coming round again, slowly creeping hand, are the opening lines of which Powderfinger song?
That's a really good one. I don't know.
It's coming round again, slowly creeping hand.
Slowly creeping in. This happiness... it's like
it's almost there. You're almost there. It's on
are
the
you
tip.
Laughing at me?
Nope. I'm hoping you get it. I promise you I'm not laughing at you. I wouldn't keep you waiting that long and then laugh at you.
I mean, that's what I was sensing.
Nope.
I'm going to say this happiness.
I'm so sorry. Look, okay, if I see you calling in again, I definitely will put you in because you've been very patient.
Mm-hmm.
So you have a good night. David in Keith. Hello, David.
Oh, good morning. And what is your name again?
My name is Greta. I'm one of Suzanne's producers.
Greta, right.
Yeah. So, David, we are talking about Oz Music. So, it's Oz Music Month. So, I'm going to say some lyrics, and you're going to have to tell me which Powderfinger song they are the opening lines to. Okay, so here we go. It's coming round again, slowly creeping hand.
Oh. What's the name of the song?
Yeah, the name of the song. It's a Powderfinger song. And it opens with those lyrics.
Powderfinger. Tick tock, dickery dock. That's all I know.
Well, no, David, I wanted to give you a better shot. You've been waiting a long time. But I have to let you go. I'm sorry, David.
Yeah, okay.
Good morning back to you, and speak to you next time. We've got Tim in Camberwell. Hello, Tim.
Hello, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you very much for asking. Do you know which Powderfinger song begins
poor
with?
Poor Adam was so close. It's My Happiness.
Look, I think you're right, and I think the answer is wrong here, because the answer I've got in front of me, and mind you, a disclaimer, I did not prepare this quiz, but that seems right to me, and many people on the text line have said that, and the answer I have in front of me is These Days.
Oh, you know, like at my business.
But I don't think it, I mean, is the song called, I might just ask Jason in the producer box to look that up. Is it definitely... I might have to drop that question and replace it with a bonus, Jason, because I really think everybody's right and it's My Happiness. What do you think? He's just going to look it up for us. He's just checking it. Because I could put it into the search engine. No, oh, wait, hold on. Nope. Actually, no, we blew it. It is These Days, says Richard. Thank you, Richard. So... Never mind. I'm going to pop in one of the bonus questions there, because I just was like, there's so many people getting this right, and I swear it's that as well. So, you know what? I'm going to give you another shot, Tim, okay?
Thank you.
Okay. Our mistake, our confusion, not your fault. Here's the next question. Confide in Me was a 1994 number one single from which singer?
Was it Kylie?
It was Kylie. Well done, Tim. Okay, now I have to figure out how many questions we have left. One, two, three, and four, five, six, seven, eight. We have eight questions left. So that means we've done, 11? Yes. So that means we're up to question 12. Okay, I've done the maths. I don't normally do maths, Tim. All right.
Isn't it 25 questions?
Is it? I thought it was 19. Wasn't it 19?
No, I thought it's five categories of five questions.
Oh, there you go. I can't do maths. Never mind.
All right.
Very good. Thank you for helping me out. All right, Tim. Let's keep on this category, which if you'd like, you can move to muses.
Yes, please. I don't know much about muses, so yep.
Okay. 2005's The Secret Life Of was the debut album from which Australian pop rock duo?
Oh, no idea. Let's have a guess.
2005.
Empire of the Sun?
Beg your pardon?
Empire of the Sun?
Oh, that's a good stab at a Aussie pop rock duo, but it is not Empire of the Sun.
No, never mind.
It is not Empire of the Sun, Tim. Thank you so much for playing. Dave and Clarence Park, how are you?
Yeah, well, thanks. I'm enjoying the chaotic nature of the quiz.
This is actually pretty tame.
Wow.
It's been a couple of stuff-ups, but it's the challenge, you see. The challenge is this whole big, mighty, mighty challenge, and it's got to run a certain way. But I think we've been doing pretty well, Dave, actually.
It's entertaining, hugely entertaining.
Oh, good on you. All right, then. Do you know the answer to this? 2005's Secret Life Of was the debut album from which Australian pop rock duo?
Would you believe I've known nearly every other question, but I'm drawing a complete blank on this one, so I'll go with the
Dissociative Amnesia?
Dissociative, which was Paul Mack and Daniel Johns' band, but anyhow.
I thought you were saying I'm going to dissociate and not answer the question.
No idea.
So, we're going to have to move on. Oh, Dave, thank you for being patient and waiting.
Sorry.
So who have we got? We have Vanessa. Hello, Vanessa in Caddens.
Hello, Greta. How are you going?
Fine, thank you. Now, do you know this question? The 2005's The Secret Life Of was the debut album from which Australian pop rock duo?
I don't, but how good was Tom, by the way? He was excellent. He got lots of questions right.
Yes, you can tell someone keeps up with their news, definitely.
Yeah, I can. I had, just like your last caller, I had every question right until this one. So stab in the dark, Gautier. Is it Gautier?
Oh, no, is he a duo or is he an individual artist, Gautier?
There was two of them singing.
Were two of them, yeah. Kimbra, she's a Kiwi artist that was singing with him on that big hit, somebody that I used to know. But no, that is not the answer, Vanessa. I'm so sorry.
Good enough. You're doing well.
Oh, thank you very much. Thank you.
Knock them dead. Mr. Dan.
Good on you, Vanessa. Richard's in Wollongong. Hello, Richard.
Oh, great. I look, you know, I'm so glad you could be my muse. I've been waiting so long to say that.
Oh, well, there you go. It was a winner. Too bad you've only got me being able to, you know, respond to your gags instead of a crowd full of people. They're all listening at home, Richard, and they need us to get on with it, though I do appreciate the compliment.
The Veronicas.
That's correct. The Veronicas, they had their debut in 2005 with The Secret Life Of, The Veronicas. Okay, you want to keep on Oz Music Month, Richard, or would you like to move around?
No, stick with Oz Music Month, please.
Oh, what beautiful person just texted in and said, this is question 18, because I love you. They're anonymous. Now,
That's fantastic. Someone's keeping count.
Oh, I love them. Which was question 18, an anonymous texter, the one I just told or the one I'm about to tell? I'm going to think that was 18. Okay, so here we go. 19. You did say Oz Music, right? Yes?
Yes, please.
Okay, here we go. Well, there's no need to analyse this kind of emotion are the opening lyrics of which John Farnham song?
I know, this is terrible.
I even feel bad repeating it because it's just so, it's instantly recognisable.
You're the voice.
No, you know what? Voice. Because you were so kind, Richard. Oh, yes. You're right. You've already answered. I'm going to get.
No, that's okay. That's fine. It's all good. Let's move on to someone else.
I'm in so much trouble. If I let you go with that one, I normally do.
No, it's chaos, but, you know, got to move on. It's like other people have been waiting too.
Yeah, good on you. You're a kind man, Richard. You're a rare bird and a kind man. You have a wonderful...
And the pop business tomorrow, so it's all good.
That's right. See you then, Richard. All right, Sammy in Barara Heights.
Hi, Greta. How are you?
I'm fine. Thank you, Sammy. Now, I'm just going to read out this question for you, which is question 19. Thanks to the lovely anonymous texter who's keeping me on track. Here we go. Well, there's no need to analyse this kind of emotion are the opening lyrics of which John Farnham song?
I'm going to try and sing it, but I can't sing it. We got two strong hearts, you and me together. Look,
guess what? Got it. Well done, Sammy. Question 19, you got correct. And thank you for singing it. Thanks for giving us a little bit of entertainment here on Nightlife for this mighty challenge. Okay, question 20. Would you like to stay here on Oz Music Month or would you like to move over to Muses?
I think I'll stick with the music, please.
Here we go. It's a bit spicy, this question. Question 20. What was the Divinyls' only number one single in Australia?
I Touch Myself.
Well,
when
done.
I Touch Myself.
Well done. Where is it? Do I have it? I don't have it with me. I was going to play it for you just to honour your answer. But well done on that, Sammy. It is I Touch Myself. That was the Divinyls' only number one single in Australia. That is all the Oz Music Month questions. We are up to question 21, and I can't believe it. We may, in fact, finish this in time before the news. So by default, we have to go to Muses, Sammy, okay?
That's fine.
Question 21. Muse was a 1979 album from which Jamaican musician and actress?
And actress. Jamaican musician. Grace Jones.
Grace Jones is correct, Sammy. Well done. Keep them coming.
My bumper.
Yeah, yes, right. Muse, 1979 album from which Jamaican musician and actress Grace Jones. Question 22. In Greek mythology, Urania was the muse of which science?
Philosophy.
No. No, Sammy, never mind.
Jiminy Crickets.
You did well, though. You did well. Thanks so much.
No,
all right.
No, thank you.
Bye. Here we got Sam in Harvey. Hello, Sam.
Good morning. Is it Greta, is it?
It is Greta.
Yeah, how are you?
Oh, we're doing well. We're coming to the pointy end here, Sam. So do you know, in Greek mythology, Urania was the muse of which science?
I'm sorry, Greta, I wouldn't have a clue.
Oh, too bad, Sam. Never mind. We've got Stuart in Victor Harbour.
G'day, Greta.
G'day. What do you reckon? Urania was the muse of which science in Greek mythology?
I'll go mathematics, Greta. I wouldn't have a clue.
Oh, no, it's not mathematics, Stuart. Oh, so talk to you next time. We got Vando on the road. Hello, Vando.
Oh, good evening, Greta.
Yeah.
Back to you, Jeremy. How are you?
Oh, I'm good. I love a toot. Love a toot. Where are you? Who'd we wake up?
I've just left casino.
All right.
I haven't woken anyone out. Yeah, no. There's a train line here somewhere.
It's a responsible toot, Vando. We love it. Thank you.
It is. Now, I'm guessing Urania, it sounds something, you know, astrological. So, what, astronomy?
Correct. In Greek mythology, Urania was the muse of which science? Astronomy. Well done, Vando. All right. Question 23. Gala was the wife and muse of which surrealist artist?
Oh, surrealist artist. It wouldn't have been, who's it? Not the monk fellow. Who's the fellow who did the dripping clocks?
I feel like I have to give that to you because that's correct, right? The fellow who did the dripping clocks was Salvador Dali, Vando. So
that's
you got that
Dali.
Right.
Sorry, yeah.
You got that one right. All right, Vando.
Oh, Greta.
Oh, we're wrapping up. We've got a minute and a half to go. All right. This one's brutal, Vando. Okay. Question 24. The muse Terpsichore, is usually depicted holding which stringed instrument?
Oh, to be the harp.
No. Oh, no. No, but I wonder if this is technically, no, it's not the harp, but you're awfully close. Oh, Vando, I'm so sorry.
That's all right. Thanks, Greta.
I look forward to a toot from next time. All right. Oh, gosh, I don't think we have much time. We've got a minute left. And we are on the second to last question. We're going to have to do this after the news. We've got two more questions left of the Mighty Challenge before we hear from our mate in the States, Andrew Romano, with some big stories of the week. Can we do it? Can we do it? Let's hear from Julian in Croydon. Hello, Julian. Are you there?
Hi, Greta. How are you?
Yes.
I am.
Excellent. Now, I'll tell you what, on the text line, lots of people getting the answer to this one, and I have to do them justice. Lynn, the Queenslander, Jenny and Glenbrook, they've got it. Who else? Let's see. Oh, someone did a great job. A nice, I can't read it out because it'll give away the answer, but a good joke about the answer. So I'm going to ask this of you, Julian.
Yes.
The muse, Terpsichore, Terpsichore. That's the correct pronunciation. The muse Terpsichore is usually depicted holding which stringed instrument?
That would be a lyre.
A lyre, correct. Correct, Julian. Well done. All right, lucky last, Julian. In Greek mythology, this is question 25 for anyone listening at home who wasn't sure. They probably know it better than me. Excuse me. In Greek mythology, Cleo was the muse of which school subject?
Regardless of whether I dip out here or not, I've never wanted more Vyvanse from listening to
Vyvanse. Don't take it at this time of night. Are you kidding?
Oh, no. It's not a good idea for me, but, go us. I'm going to dip out and let somebody else have a shot at it. May you you all medicate, and me included.
Good on you, Julian. All right, talk to you next time. Okay, Charlie in Mount Druitt. Lucky last question for you. In Greek mythology, Clio was the muse of which school subject?
Clio.
Yeah.
And it's good to be with you.
It's great to be with you, Charlie. I'm rushing a bit. I'm sorry. I should have said hello. Hello, Charlie.
That's all right.
What do you reckon? Clio was the muse of which school subject in Greek mythology?
I'd have to say music.
Oh, no, Charlie. It's not. It's not. I'm so sorry. All right.
All right. Have a good night.
You have a good night too. Steve-O in the Adelaide Hills. Do you
yo,
know?
Yo. Yeah.
Did you say no, 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 or yo, yo, yo?
Yo.
Yo, Steve-O. Yo, Steve-O.
Hi. I believe terpsichore is often pronounced terpsichore. I'm not sure. I think there's a difference, but yeah, I think that's the pronunciation.
Terpsichore. And you know what?
Yeah.
Do you know what? Nobody corrected me. That's unheard of.
That's
Nightlife?
Yeah, oh, well, sorry to know that.
Someone's telling me to play the drum roll for question 25. I was planning to do it after his answer. No, actually, no, I probably should. Do you know what? You're right. Maybe I should play the drum roll for you for question 25, Steve-O. And Richard's going to call the ABC and get me fired because it's an amateur performance. All right, he needs I think Richard needs a little bit of fairy dust. About the cranky text sound effect. I don't know if you heard this. So you get it if you send a cranky text. Here we go. Tonight's cranky text. That was one of them. There's been several. Now, Steve-O. Yo, Steve-O. I'm playing the drum roll for you, okay? For question 25, which I should have done when I asked it the first time. All right. In Greek mythology, Clio was the muse of which school subject?
I think it was mathematics.
No. Oh, Steve-O. Someone even said that I was in safe hands with you on the text line. You've betrayed me.
Yeah, I know Arato was the one of erotic poetry, so it's not that.
No, it's
and
not.
And yeah, particularly was dance, but yeah.
Oh, okay. Sorry, Steve-O. We'll talk to you next time. Now, Gary is in Tintinara. Hello, Gary. Do you know which school subject Clio was the muse of in Greek mythology?
Okay, good evening, Greta.
Good evening. Good evening. I'm sorry, I should be greeting you.
I'm not real great with Greek mythology, but how about astrology?
No, it is not astrology. It is not astrology, Gary. Oh, good try, though. I'll speak to you next time, Gary. You have a good rest of your night / morning. Paul in Geelong. Hello, Paul.
How you going?
Yeah, good, thanks. Do you know the answer to question 25?
No, I don't. I'll just go science.
Science? You're going to guess science. So Clio was the muse of which school subject? Science? That is incorrect, yeah. Paul. I can't believe this is the last question and everybody's getting stumped. Oh, dear. All right then. Thanks, Paul. Gail in Wollongong.
Good evening.
Good evening to you. What subject was Clio the muse of in Greek mythology?
Could it be geography?
It is not geography. It is not geography. Oh, it is not geography. It is not mathematics. It is not music. So I'm so sorry, Gail. I'm so sorry.
Never mind. Somebody.
Never mind. All right. Oh, Diana in Woodinilling. What a wonderful, lovely surprise at the end of the quiz. You've been so lovely on the texts.
Oh, Greta, I've loved every minute of it. I think it might be history.
She's done it. She's done it. She's done it. She gets a clap. Yeah! It is history. Clio was the muse of which school subject? History. Well done, Diana. You win the magnet.
Oh, Greta, I loved every minute of your quiz, Greta. It's wonderful.
Oh, good on you, Diana. Oh, we'll get that magnet out to you quick, smart. And I'm going to sprinkle some fairy dust on that too, I reckon, for you, Diana. You're a gem. All right, good on you. Congratulations.
You've been listening to a Nightlife podcast.
For more great conversations about the issues that impact you, as well as features on travel and food, head to the Nightlife webpage. You'll find it at abc.net.au/nightlife. You don't need to be a night owl to enjoy the nightlife.